Ksuvis Perkei Mishnah Vav. A mother is ishtam itashma shamita. If a person makes a neder to asr himself from having relations with his wife, Beshami Emrim Shtei Shabbosos. Beshami says the max that he can wait is two Shabbosos. It's learned from Yoledas Nekeva. A woman gives birth to Nekeva. Torah says she's tummy for 2 weeks. So he can wait 2 weeks. But after that, he can't wait any longer. He can't withhold from her. And if he still wants to, he has to give her a get and give her a ksuva, or he has to be matir his neder. Vesil Amim Shabbos Achas. Vesil says only 1 week is the max he can wait, because that, like the Rav says, we learn it out from a nida, that's metama 7 days. And better to learn from a nida, which is more shchiach, because when a person is angry at his wife, he's going to think of things to threaten with that are more shchiach than not, like the Rav points out. Mishnah continues, HaTalmidim Yotzen LaTalmud Torah Shelo Brishus Shloshim Yom. Talmidim can go learn Torah without asking Rishus from their wife for 30 days. The Rav points out that this is according to Rabbi Eliezer, that we're going to see at the end of the Mishnah. But according to Chum, for a Torah, it could be even longer than that. It could even be 2 or 3 years. HaPolim Shabbos Achas. Polim, without asking their wives, they can go for 1 week. Polim, we're going to soon see, have responsibility to the wife for twice a week. But for Litzorch Malacha, they can go out for a week, like Tesis points out. HaOna HaMur B'Torah. Ona, the conjugal rites, which is called Ona, like the Lashon of set time. There are different categories of people. HaTayolin. Tayolin are people, the Rav says, that have no business. There's no Malacha, no Schara. They're just hanging out in the house all day. Tula in Aramaic means Tzel, means shadow, like a person that's just, Taisenter brings, hanging out in his house all day. So for them, B'chol Yom. So it's every day. HaPoalim, workers. Like tradesmen, craftsmen, Shtayim b'Shabbos, twice a week. These, the Gemara says, are referring to Poalim that are working in their own city. But Taisus points out that the Poalim that are doing Malach in different cities, even if they're sleeping in their house at night, since they're becoming very exhausted, then their Ona is only one time a week. HaChamarim, Chamarim are schleppers, like Lashon Chamor, even if they're sleeping in their house all night. Achas b'Shabbos, it's once a week. Because what they would do is they would go and schlep grain and stuff and things like that to villagers to sell them to the shuk, and it was an exhausting labor. Hagamolim, they used to go and bring their schora and business to faraway places, so for them it's achas l'shloshim yom, once in every 30 days. Hasaponim, and the sailors, achas l'shisha chadashim, once in every 6 months, because they would go very far away, and therefore it would be acceptable once every 6 months. And the Rav points out that if somebody, in the beginning of his marriage, his pranasa was something where the time with his wife was more frequent, and now he wanted to do a job that made it less frequent, a woman can stop him from doing that. The only exception was Talmud Torah, that if a person wants to learn Torah, a woman's not allowed to stop him from doing that.